If you put $100 down next year, I am analyzing every single statistic.
I'm buying the AI, like, FPL
subscriptions. This is why I stopped playing. There's too many
sweat. I'm letting AI fucking run my team, dude. I swear to God. We here!
Yes, sir!
Welcome back to the Six Yard Box Podcast. You're listening to episode 89 of the program, where club football is finally back. Blake is elated. Blake is also 21, as am I, Antoine. I mean, you still have
to. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, on the day of recording, which is today, it's Julian's actual birthday.
Yes, yes.
That's dedication. Here.
Hey, you know what, lads? I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. I have a big test in 2.5 hours I have not studied a minute for. But there's nowhere I'd rather be right now than recording pod. Yep.
What test is it?
Sociology.
Can't even tell you.
Yeah, there you go. It's over.
Sosa food and eating.
Okay.
You could tell how elated I am for that test.
Good luck.
Oh my God. Yeah, I did. I did 6 practice questions yesterday. I got 4 out of 6. I'm like, that's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
Speaking of, we all did well on the legal exam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I assume. Yeah. I think everyone did fine on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate the mother.
The ones that get the 90s?
No. We're a little mature now. So, yeah. We're not in first year anymore. So, we could say this. Like, I hate the motherfuckers that be asking for your mark.
Yeah.
How'd you do? I'm like, how'd you do? I'm like, oh my God.
It's looking me, though.
I do in person. Like, I do the people.
In person, fine. But, like, when you text the group, when you text the group chat saying, like, oh my God, guys, marks are out 3 hours later, what'd y'all get?
Yeah, I know, bro. It's so annoying.
Oh, thanks for asking. I got an 89.
Oh, no. I agree. It's annoying.
Anyways, feeling very good today. It's usually a weird feeling now because we're getting to the age where it's actually a flex to be younger.
I know.
But we still have a couple years to go till I'm like dreading my birthday.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyways, big dinner tonight.
Big dinner tonight.
Which is not at Nando's.
No?
My first birthday dinner in years, I'm not having Nando's.
That's unbelievable.
We've upgraded. Anyways, more important business on the docket today is that club football is finally back, boys. No more international break.
Although I will say that international break wasn't too bad.
This one was the worst. The one in April,
one that doesn't have an international break like for months before it is usually not the worst.
Yeah.
Because we're almost at the point in the season where we could do with a break.
Yeah.
You know? Anyways, they're hard jobs covering the sport. Overall, lads, we've only had, I think, 3 Prem games, an FA Cup match, and then a couple of like other games in Europe to really cover. We're missing some big games here. It's currently Wednesday morning here in Toronto. And later, we're going to have a slate of 5-6 Premier League games. We're also going to be missing Atletico versus Barcelona, a Milan derby. So it's not the most ideal time of day to be potting right now, but there's no other time that could... I can make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some great games today.
There are some great games today that we're going to be missing. But we're going to be back on Monday talking about it anyways.
Mm-hmm. Let me offer up a suggestion.
Oh, go ahead.
No, let me offer up a scenario.
Okay. Oh, here we go. If Arsenal... Let's
say Liverpool loses today.
Yeah. No chance.
That's 9 points.
No chance.
What's the gap?
That'll be 9 points. It'll be 9.
Stop.
Chat, like, is it back on?
Mm-mm.
It's not. I know. But it'd be fun. It'd be interesting. I think... If you guys are not, well, you guys are Arsenal haters and you want my team to
we're
do
not.
No, you are. So okay. I understand that you want Liverpool to win.
No, Prince of Lake, we're Arsenal haters.
No, you know what? No. Listen. So it's been a couple of weeks, been a couple of months actually, since the City Arsenal debacle. And I've kind of warmed up to you guys a little bit more lately. Like, I wouldn't mind if you guys...
Same guy saying he wanted his rivals to win the league over Arsenal. Just saying.
I did for a little bit there. And, like, I'm still a little bit indifferent, to be honest. But if you did win the league this season, I wouldn't be like, fuck that kid and his happiness.
Yeah.
I'd be happy for you. Same thing if you do well next season, because there are rumors that you're going to have a big transfer window, and that could maybe mean that you're going to have a big...
I'm on the same page for the Premier League. However... Full transparency, if you win the Champions League, I'm pissed.
That's why? Over his team.
Like,
because you would have to probably beat PSG.
Yeah, fair.
And then beat probably one of the most informed teams in the world right now in Barcelona.
Yeah.
And, like, and Real Madrid. You'd just be on top of the world, isn't it?
That'd be an insane run, to be fair.
Yeah. Arguably one of the best. No, we're not going to go there.
Well, now Saka's back, so
yeah.
I guess you're missing Gabriel.
Should we just start there?
Let's go to Arsenal. It's been a while since we started a pod with Arsenal. Let's get into that.
Don't understand
what?
So happy he scored. Like, that's all I wanted to do, was just rub it in your face that he scored.
This was inevitable, though.
Like, this was inevitable. Because he's class.
This is the best situation that we could have had us two, because it's a tap-in one. It's not a worldie, but he still scores. So it makes Blake happy. But also, we have kind of that we kind of have the ammo, whereas, oh, it's just a tap-in.
It wasn't a 25-yard curler. Like, everybody's happy. Yamal does every game. But look.
He said himself. Yamal does every game.
Yeah, but so does Saka. That's his trademark goal, too. Anyway, whatever. The game itself, I couldn't really tell you. Like, I was watching, but I'm kind of zoned out.
With the tear going down your cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, until that goal.
I've never refreshed a FOTMob page and Twitter more just to see a lineup than I did yesterday, because I wanted to see if he was starting or not. Yeah. I thought we played really well. Yeah. Like, I thought we played fine. I thought we created a good amount of chances. Mikel Merino has 6 goals in like 8 matches starting at striker.
That's great. It's really impressive how he's transformed his game.
And he might be one of the most important signings we made. The most important signing we've made. Because if he wasn't...
Last summer.
Okay. If he wasn't there, then we're doing the Trossard-Martinelli thing at striker. Mm-hmm. But we need them on the wing, because we don't have a winger to play there either way. So yep. One of the best signings that, you know, obviously it wasn't for that position. But in hindsight, it's huge. Martinelli had an amazing game.
Yep.
He looked back to the Pucha Martinelli that we're used to. he was just cooking. Like, he was just fearless. And I think if we can go into Real Madrid with that kind of attitude, that fearless attitude, I think that's what we have to do.
I think it's super unfortunate, however, that once you start having players back, more players get injured for you guys. And it's probably one of your most important players this season in Gabriel.
We haven't gotten an update yet. It just looked like a pull.
Yeah.
Which is good, but also, like, that could be a couple of weeks. Yeah.
But even 2 weeks, like, this week and next week is Champions
League. I know. So it's unfortunate, but I don't know. I can't dwell on it, because if I do, I'm just gonna get into this hole of sadness.
But it is unlucky. And when you saw Timber fall to his to his feet later in the game, it brought even more worry.
Misery compiler. But he looks to be fine. But yeah, the Saka goal, I think, just epitomizes what he means to this fan base. Like, when he came on, the reception he received, when he touched the ball for the first time, the reception he received, and when he ultimately is just there in the right spot getting the goal, like, there's just nothing better than the player who everyone wants to succeed, who works so hard, who is like the fan favorite.
Well, yeah.
Coming back from injury and just mm-hmm. doing what he does best.
I was excited to watch him play. I told you this. Yeah. I was excited to see him back on the pitch. I think he's an incredible player. Mm-hmm. I think football missed him. I think the Premier League missed him.
Facts.
There's a lack of ballers in Arsenal if Saka is not in that team. For sure.
Agreed.
So seeing him back was special, and I was excited. You think I'm an Arsenal and Saka hater, but I'm really not. I like watching football.
It's
like
a football enjoyer, exactly.
Yeah.
Fair.
I like watching Saka play.
Fair.
That first touch where he got praised, he lost the ball, but
not on the touch though. No, he made the touch and then like dribbled for 2 seconds, then lost the ball. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. But you know what? It's okay. He's back.
But who's counting?
Yeah, it's good. There's not much else to say about this game, but yeah. But you guys sent me a tweet this morning about. Mm-hmm. Berta apparently met with Nico Williams, which is huge. Mm-hmm. And Arteta said a couple days ago that he's expecting
a massive window.
Yep. So this is exciting.
You guys are in talk with Gyökeres as well?
I saw that.
Guys.
And then there's a Zubimendi links a couple months back.
Like, what if we get Zubimendi?
Right now, I think you guys win the Premier League next year.
Unless City pull another City in this window, and they just end up being offensively good next year, just because like, oh yeah, y'all must have forgot.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I don't think Liverpool's not going to be the same.
Yeah, I think Liverpool's going to regress a little bit.
Have we potted since the Trent news came out about him basically going to Real Madrid?
No.
We'll touch on that when we touch on that, but they're not going to be the same next year. Salah is either going to be not at Liverpool or even higher in age, and won't be this same player to a historic standpoint. Yeah. I don't see why Arsenal can't do it outside of City being City.
Yeah.
You were saying Zubimendi?
Well, imagine we get Zubimendi, Nico Williams, and Gyökeres. Like,
that's a successful transfer window.
That's crazy. That's a squad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need more depth beyond that. Like, you should bring in, like, some littler pieces.
Play.
A left back.
Some younger guys to come off the bench.
No, we don't need a backup left back.
You need depth.
No, Calafiori, Miles Muscala. We need a backup center back, in my opinion, because I don't know if we're happy with. Like, give me like another young random center back.
How long's Ben White up for?
I don't know, man. That's weird too.
And he's right back anyway, right? He plays.
I mean, he could probably play center back. He hasn't done it in a while, but anyway.
Yeah. No, I fully agree with you.
Vibes around Arsenal are decent right now, which they haven't been for a while.
I feel like it's been a little roller coaster, the vibes this season.
Yeah. If we somehow
I think essentially
we get a result, man, against Real Madrid in the home leg.
I think it's possible. Like, seriously.
Yeah. All but like three teams in the Prem are in the state right now where they're just thinking about next season. We're like, oh, this season is whatever, but next season is going to be massive for us. City are thinking that. Liverpool's not thinking that. They're trying to win the title. You're thinking that. The only other teams that are really focused on the here and now, Bournemouth probably, Forest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone fighting for the top four.
Yeah. Yes.
Which?
Chelsea, City, Newcastle.
There's like a couple teams there.
Yeah.
Brighton's in there. Bye. Villa, Bournemouth.
But basically everybody else, relegation teams are decided, basically. Yeah.
Everyone, half the league's on the beach.
Facts. That's why I was saying, like, more about the United game, but it was like, oh, it's only Prem. It's only the Premier League. This game doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah.
And then you were kind of agreeing with me before you guys went up right after the Gabriel injury.
Yeah.
But fair. It is what it is. That's kind of the feeling around Prem at the moment. But, yeah, still great to see it back.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Shall we touch on the other games
from
yesterday? Okay. Unless you have anything else to say about
Arsenal. No, I'm good.
How's the Smith Rowe performance? Ghosted?
Yeah. Ghosted. No, actually, I thought Adama was decent on the counter. They have a good squad. Like, Fulham isn't bad by any means. Like, they just have a solid squad with, like, a lot of decent pieces. Like, they have no superstars, and I think that's kind of what they're missing if they ever wanted to make, like, a genuine push for, like, Europe.
Mm.
Like, Champions League, Europa League, Europe. They're missing that game breaker, like what Elise did with Crystal Palace and you know, those type of players. But they have a good squad. Like, they're not bad at all.
Not at all.
But it's hard for them to get past that, like, 6-7 or 7-8-9 kind of spot.
Facts. Okay. Let's move on to somebody that does have that talisman. Nottingham Forest. Man United.
Good segue.
At the City Ground.
I'm excited to hear what this guy has to say. Because he previewed something in the intro that I didn't really like. But anyways, continue.
Previewed something in the intro.
You said something when you were
when we were testing mics.
No. Yes. When we were testing mics, you said something that I wasn't really in agreement with.
And that was a little bit of an exaggeration. But when we were testing out, when we were doing our weekly mic checks, I go, we low key dominate one of the best teams in the league.
And that's, you have to look at it in context. There's a stat that shows that Nottingham Forest this season are the worst pressers in the league. They don't press. They're the team that presses the least. They're happy to give up possession.
Interesting.
Mm.
They're happy to let the other team play on the ball.
Mm.
And so the reason that you dominated is because that's literally how they play. They play on the counterattack.
Well, Julian's just happy his team had the ball in the first place.
I was more referring to the XG, where I think we had 2 XG more than them. It says less on Fault Mob, but I was doing it off the XG Philosophy Twitter account that always posts it, who actually came up with the stat themselves. So I would see that as more reliable. But I digress. 23 shots to 8, 3 shots or 3 big chances to 0. Like, usually you would see those stats before the game and you'd say, like, that's probably what Forrest did to United. But thinking the other way around, surprising with this current United team. I think this is generally, like, one of our best performances under Amorim. And it's kind of a shame that we have fallen so much that I am putting any praise on us during a loss. But genuinely, like, they are, what, 3rd in the table right now, fighting for the Champions League. We are 15th around there. I don't know, 12th, 15th, 16th, same thing to me. And we have not looked very good on the ball, creating chances whatsoever under Ruben Amorim. So I'm happy a little bit that it's more, yesterday was more of a chance conversion issue than a chance creation issue. And it's an issue that I'd much rather have. So that is why I said that, like, I'm not that mad with the performance, seeing that in this context, performances is all I want to see over results in the Prem.
Yeah.
You know? Europa League, you know, any other trophy we'd be fighting for right now, which there aren't any, then I'd be obviously more concerned with the result. Well, this is the Premier League. Doesn't really matter. We're not fighting for anything. We're not going to get relegated. And all I want to do is set a good foundation for next year. And that's that's what I think these type of performances do. So I'm not that mad at it. Anthony Elanga, wow.
What a goal.
What a fucking goal.
I have a gripe with that.
Go on.
It's just overrated. Those like solo goals where they just run in a straight line.
Yeah.
It's a great goal.
You know what? I'm low-key, because the commentary, I have to say, glazing that
which you can glaze.
It's a great goal.
Great goal.
It takes a lot of technical ability and speed to dribble the ball and go that fast and beat a bunch of players.
Son won a Puskas Award for doing that.
And it never should have been that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a fantastic goal, but, like, I could...
I think it just outlines the lack of physicality in United's team.
That's a good point.
The lack of putting in a challenge.
Bulldozed himself through the midfield with nobody stopping him.
What a Goldbridge clip we got off from that, by the way. Did you see it?
No.
Someone tackle him!
Yes. Tackle him!
Yes. Ryan, tackle someone him! Put a foot in. Someone put a foot in. Take one for the team. I think it's Garnacho, the one that's second last or something like that. Why don't you just take one for the team?
Slide, yeah.
Just take one for the team.
Genuinely, bro.
You're
I know.
Not the last defender either, so you're not getting sent off for that.
It has to be Elanga, bro. And you know what? I'm seeing some small brain takes like, why would United sell him? Why didn't United keep a talent like that? Bro, he would not be half the player if he had stayed at Man United over going to a Forest or some kind of smaller team, because we can't develop players. Garnacho hasn't
Is
been
Forest a smaller team?
Yes.
It's not.
Sorry. What? I'm sorry.
What?
No, big up to him, though. Like, you say there's small brain takes, but for a guy that was considered, like, surplus to requirement at United, he's balling out now.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. I'm not taking anything away from that. It's just that there's the notion that, like, why do we sell him when we could use his talent right now, assuming that he would be the same player?
Six goals, kept eight assists this season.
He's been great.
That's a great little season.
He's been great.
He's been one of their best players this season.
Like, I'd love for Martinelli to have those stats. Like, shit.
I was talking about the lack of physicality, and it literally, 20 minutes later, Elanga goes on that same exact
run. My God, yes.
And I think, was it Lenny Oro that puts in a challenge?
I think it was Dorgu or something, but yeah.
It could have happened literally again. Like,
right.
I know.
But that's how Forest play. They hit you hard on the counterattack. We've seen it so many times this season. I think we need to praise them a little bit because that's like they're third in the Premier League. They're neck and neck with fucking Arsenal.
100%. 100%.
The job that Nuno Espirito Santos is doing with this team. Let's remember, Nuno Espirito Santos was sacked from Tottenham after 1 month or so.
We put him in an F tier, I think.
We did put him in F tier.
That is an underrated howler from the Six Chair Box podcast.
At the time.
It was pre Premier League season, though.
Yeah.
It was just after the beginning of the Premier League season. We were like, they've had a good five games, but.
Yeah.
It was 5 games then?
Yeah,
but no, the job that he has been doing, seriously, it's he made this Nottingham Forest team have an identity, and you look all across the pitch and you seriously think now that every single player there is a quality player, and I think the job that Nuno Espirito Santos is doing is seriously, it's incredible.
Yeah,
look at that center back partnership this season might be the best in the league.
Murillo goal line clearance. Did you see Murillo's goal line clearance at the very end, the last second? We put Harry Maguire on as striker. That's how far we've fallen. And he had like two great chances right at the end of the game. And one of them, he literally had a tap in and Murillo cleared off the line. I was so heated.
Saka would have scored it. I bet you.
Well, fucking obviously.
Well, Saka's not a fucking center back, is he? He also had a point blank header.
Did he?
And it went out for a throw in.
Oh, God.
How did we not predict this team to do good this season?
Forest?
Yes.
Because...
Like, now I look back at... Like, you look at the squad. And
yeah,
if
but,
I'm making predictions, I'm looking at the squad and I see quality.
No, but you do. But Morgan Gibbs-White was not supposed to be the player he is right now.
Morgan Gibbs-White, he was a player last season that was good.
Yeah.
There's players last season that were worse.
It's more like the Ryan Yates, the Ola Aina's, the Elangas, Chris Woods.
Chris Wood was... I can say the same thing about Chris Wood.
Well, he was...
This guy is like
Awoniyi was their main outlet last year.
No one was predicting Matt Sells to be one of the best keepers in the Prem this season. You know?
That's crazy.
I found it. That was funny.
I mean, fair.
But like, I mean, you look on paper, like before this season, you would say Brighton has a better team on paper.
We're
Villa has a better team on paper. Brentford, Newcastle have a better team on paper. Even Palace. Like, it is surprising.
No one thought Anthony Lane, like, Alango.
But he's still a quality player.
Oh, now you're way too high. Jesus.
I am.
I don't know. I think we're just look, hindsight is 20/20.
Facts.
Like, it's so easy to just, but fair. I mean, fair. It's a debate.
It is a debate.
It's a debate.
Now, I think this speaks to the level of how deep the Prem is now. Like, yeah, we were just talking about Fulham, how they don't have that talismanic nature, but just the team and the depth and the unity in that, of that, and there's like, you know, 5-10 more Fulhams beyond that in this league, and that's why this league is so tough. I think it's significantly harder than it was even just a couple of years ago. Maybe like you don't have as many stars, like the cream of the crop that is like rising to the top, but the depth of the league and how hard it is week to week has risen so far in, mm-hmm, even just recently. Like you have Forest competing in terms of like transfer fees and paying wages with like the AC Milans of the world.
Yeah.
When you have that happening, you're going to have a league of teams that can present you a challenge no matter where you are.
Except for when they play Liverpool. They seem to shit the bed. But
well, they beat Liverpool.
I don't mean
you're talking Forest in general.
I mean teams in general.
He's really mad about
Salt
that,
is huh? crazy.
Wow. I am, bro.
Wow.
I am.
Bro, it's not mature to 21. I'm kidding.
I haven't. I'm kidding. Liverpool have had the easiest season of all time this year. Or like, no okay, injuries. Like, their best player is just like they're having a Ballon d'Or worthy season. Like, it's like everything that could have gone right for them has gone right for them. You know what I mean? It's been one of those seasons.
Well, obviously, you need a bit Liverpool. Of luck in to win a
of
Premier
course,
League.
Of course, but that doesn't mean I can't be annoyed.
It's not been the easiest season ever, lad.
Well, sure, but they've been like they've had a with Arne Slot coming in. This is like the best they could have expected. No one expected them to win the Champions League, so whatever. They got out early, but. With Arne Slot coming
nobody
in,
nobody was expecting Liverpool to win the league with
well,
Arne Slot.
That's what I'm
in.
Saying. So this is the best they could have expected. This is the best they could have asked for. It's been such an easy and joyful ride for them, and that pisses me off.
I don't think it's been easy. They've
it has been easy. This Premier League season, they've haven't done. There's been
so you're shitting
the past
on them,
10 weeks have been easy for them.
So you're shitting on them for doing good.
I'm not shitting on them. I'm saying that they've had like
if Arsenal were top of the league, would it have been? Would you consider it easy?
No, because we had 7,000 injuries.
Okay.
And that, but okay, maybe easy not the right word.
To be fair, Liverpool at the beginning of the season also had injuries, and I remember Arne Slot saying, "The only time it's a problem when it's injuries is when you're not getting results." And he was getting results.
Yeah, and his injuries lasted like 2 weeks.
They're still injured players. They're still key players injured, and he still managed to get points out of that.
Yeah, key players injured for a week is different than your best player.
It wasn't a week. There was players out for
there's
months.
A stat, and it's like it's the discrepancy between the two is crazy.
Regardless, your point of
but
it
why
being
does that even matter?
An easy league, it just doesn't make sense.
No, I'm not saying it's an easy league.
All right, easy season is what you're saying.
Easy season maybe is not what I'm trying to get across. I'm saying that everything that could have gone right for them this season, that they would have wanted them to go right, the best they could have asked for is happening.
Like they've had
in this season,
they've been spectacular.
Why is no one agreeing with
that
me on this take?
To the quality
fuck.
Of the player.
They've been spectacular this year. Like you can't take
that's
away
what I'm
from
saying.
It.
Who's taking away from shit?
You.
I'm just saying everything they could have wanted to happen this season is happening, and it's annoying because I don't like Liverpool.
I just think that alludes to the players and the
sure,
that's a testament
sure.
to how good they've been
sure.
playing.
Sure, I'm saying that everything they could have wanted has been happening.
So it seemed
being
easy.
A Liverpool fan has been easy this season.
Well, yeah,
that's
just, like,
what
just
I mean.
Like how being a Real Madrid fan is usually easy because they win everything, but that's because they're good.
Yeah, exactly. But no one expected Liverpool to be good.
Doesn't mean it's easy.
But being a fan of them has been easy this season because they've won everything and they've had no competition.
The
only bad thing that's happened to this season.
But it's different if you're saying it's easy as a fan.
So I'm changing my take then. Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, it hasn't been really hard as a fan, but then you look at the Champions League, you look at the Carabao Cup final.
Yeah, but
they
no one wanted, no one expected them. Carabao Cup, sure.
Well, I mean,
no one expected them to win that.
But with the expectations that they had set going into the round of 16, they were looked at as the best team in the world. They were looked at as the team
hindsight's
to beat Newcastle.
2020. We just said that.
But I'm just saying, like, you have to look at the expectations that they set for themselves.
Yeah, at the beginning of the season, they wouldn't have had that.
At the time of them playing the Champions League round of 16, and at the time of them playing the final.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hindsight.
Well, yes, look at the expectations
yes,
of Liverpool
yes, it
this
is.
Season.
No, it's not. You have a whole season of hindsightedness to put your expectations. For
like, if you go back to the beginning of the season, nobody expected Liverpool to win the league.
Exactly.
Like, literally, the experts had them at, like, a 5% chance.
You guys just love to fight with me. I'm just saying, I literally changed my take. Being a fan of them has been easy this season, and now you guys are still trying to...
But I also don't think it's been easy this season.
Sure. I can't.
In
I actually
Premier
can't
league,
win
maybe.
An argument. I can't win an argument.
But
man.
In Europe, no.
Bro, if you fucking told Liverpool fans this season that they're going to lose in the Carabao Cup final, they're going to lose in the round of 16 in the Champions League, but they're going to win the goddamn league for, like, what, the second time in their in the Premier League's history, they would be over the moon.
Absolutely.
So, like, I'm right.
It's been a good year to be a Liverpool fan. You have to acknowledge that. But, like,
it's just been, like...
I don't understand the relevance of your point. Like, it's been easy, like...
Because...
Why does it matter?
It doesn't, because we're on a football podcast and I can talk about my feelings towards the team.
All right.
Like, you know what I mean?
All right.
Just like for you guys, it's been, like, not even, like, indifferent probably. The expectations that you guys set for this season for United.
It's been a little worse than indifferent. I don't know.
Near the end has been
we are 15th, so I don't know.
And that seems normal now, right? Same with Tottenham. Like, I don't know.
It hasn't been normal, no. This season's been atrocious. Like, nobody is accepting mediocrity in the long term.
Fair.
No. I'm just saying, like, I know how you're feeling a little bit. You want a season that you can just coast through and be happy and not have to deal with any injuries or,
yeah,
in your words, injustices with the red cards and everything.
Which did happen at the beginning of the
year. In your words.
Which did happen at the beginning of the year. You guys just love to argue with me, first of all. But anyway.
But like...
I'm just challenging your takes, Blake.
I don't know, man. Anyways, big of Liverpool fans. I guess you've had it easy this year.
Oh, my God. You're so annoying.
There's teams fans that have had it easier this year.
In the Prem?
Maybe not in the Prem.
Well, I would say like a... Nah.
A Forest, sure.
Guys, a Forest guys, fan, a Bournemouth guys, fan.
They're going to fucking walk to a Premier League title. Their second ever, which is something that has eluded them throughout the whole of the Steven Gerrard era. Their best and most illustrious player. They're going to win that without a fucking scratch on their back, really. Sure, they're going to lose Trent. Sure, they're going to lose Salah. They're going to do the thing that they wanted to do, that they should have done for the past 6 years before that, but City was so good.
Yeah, but like...
but I just want to argue with Blake, so...
Yeah, but outside of Prem, there's teams that have it easier.
Sure, like PSG.
Yeah. I'm not ashamed of French to say it.
Barcelona. But you guys have played amazing. You guys have done...
But so have Liverpool.
Yeah, but I don't... hate PSG.
Okay, so you're basing your take off of how much you like the team.
Okay, I'm not even talking about the footballing at this point. I'm just talking about the team and the fans. And you guys are just trying to make me, like, catch me in a lie. I'm telling you I don't like Liverpool. Why?
I think,
can't you just accept me for who I am, guys?
I think you're scraping.
I didn't want to yell today. All I do is yell on this podcast.
I think you're scraping, reaching, and desperately trying to find a way to take away from Liverpool's season.
How?
And I see what you're doing here. Because this is the shit I'd be doing if Arsenal was having a good season. I would be coming up with some I'd be coming up with some take to somehow shit on you guys and your amazing season. When look, credit where credit is due, man. I know you're not taking away from the team itself, although you were a first.
If Arsenal was healthy this year, we probably don't win the league.
Wow. There you go.
Because I think it'd be closer. Like, I think we'd be like 3 points behind right now. Mm-hmm. Genuinely.
It would be a title race. Yes.
It'd be a race. But I think we'd probably still lose out in the end because we're missing a striker.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, because I hate on my team.
There you go.
No, he's maturing.
No, exactly. You guys are so annoying. Who even knows if I believe that? I just said that to shut you guys up. You never know.
I just find you're having a big trouble giving Liverpool credit here.
I am. Because again, they don't deserve... They deserve credit for doing the job when they had to. It was theirs to take because the rest of the teams fell off.
Yeah. And it wasn't just
that's something that Arsenal have not done in the past.
And it wasn't just that they did their job. They farly exceeded their expectations.
Which I said that. Which I also said that. I literally said that at the beginning of this whole argument. I know.
You just referred to them doing their jobs as in it was expected of them to win the league this season. I know.
That's why it's easy. That's why being a fan would be so great. I don't wish I was a Liverpool fan, but I wish I was in that situation.
Okay. Of course.
I've also never seen my team win anything major.
You'll have a season where this happens to you.
I don't know, man. Maybe.
I'll probably have one, too. You're having it right now. I mean, it's every fucking second year for this kid.
Can you, no, it's not. Because our season is defined by champions with Champions League.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Well, if we win a league, I would be over the
moon. A Real Madrid fan would say the same thing, even though... they're so used to winning titles, they would say, well, it's only defined by how we do in the championship. Like, yeah, because you win so much, you're numb to winning. That's the only reason you say that.
Like, a Premier League title would, like, might make my life complete. Or a Leafs Cup, but that's happening this year, too.
That could. It could happen. It could happen. Jay's World Series is on the way. All right. There was the Wolves-West Ham game yesterday.
Didn't watch a lick.
Strand Larson with the winner, 20 minutes in. And we move on.
You want to talk about Trent a little bit, since we're on the topic of Liverpool? Go ahead.
What's your take on that?
What is your take on that?
See, this is hard for me because I'm unbiased but biased at the same time. If it was Saka, I would kill him.
Right? I think that's the best way to compare
it. That is the best way to compare, right?
But from an outsider who has no, let's say I have no like relations to any players, it's like, this guy has given everything to your club, has won everything he could won at your club. Why wouldn't you just let him go fulfill his dream after everything he's done for you?
Yeah.
So there's two sides to it. There's like the player sides and like how you want to treat, you know, your best players. And, but then there's also like the fan side of it. It's like he could have been the next Steven Gerrard. Probably not to that extent.
Legacy wise,
yeah, he won everything.
They could build him a statue. Thing. They might still build him a statue. Exactly. I don't know.
But it does suck because from a fan standpoint rather, if Saka left, I would genuinely hate him. No, I don't know if I would. I would hate the decision, but it's weird. What about you two?
I understand the hate on Trent specifically because they've lost to Madrid specifically so much in the past couple of years. In 2018, in 2022, there's that iconic video of Trent looking so sad and the camera focuses on the background where the Real Madrid players are celebrating. That's him, dude. That's the team that he has lost to himself. It was his man that he lost track of that led to the Vinicius goal, why they lost in 2022. So, like, in that aspect, that's like if Saka went to City in a couple of years. That's the type of comparison. Because it's, like, same league, so it's even worse, I understand. Yeah. But it's the team that's number for years. And he's going to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not just in the Champions League finals, too. They also lost to Madrid, I believe, in the quarterfinals or semifinals one year during COVID.
They beat them this year.
When?
In the league phase.
League phase, schmage phase, whatever.
Great podcasting there. I love that from you.
What was the score? I don't even fucking remember the game.
2-0? 1-0?
Oh, the McAllister goal?
No, they remember?
Went. The Mbappe missed penalty?
Oh, you're saying Liverpool?
Yes, I remember that now. Yeah, I remember that now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, completely had forgotten about that. But that speaks to the relevance of that game. They both went through pretty easily, and who cares? That's what I'm saying. Like, I understand. It's every kid's dream to eventually play for like one of the big teams in football, mainly Barcelona and Real Madrid. I completely understand that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to shit on the kid for doing that, especially since he has won everything at Liverpool.
Yeah.
If they were re-signing Salah and looked like a good chance that they could run this back and win the Prem, if they weren't winning the Prem this year, had never won the Prem, but they could win the Prem next year and Trent just gives up,
that's something.
Infinitely worse.
Yeah.
But again, on the other hand, it's like, damn.
I know. It's a good debate.
He has the potential to become the best right back of all time by going to Real Madrid.
That's a good point, too.
Low-key hot take, I think he's genuinely like one of the most underappreciated players of our generation. I think the narrative around his defending, while true to a certain extent, has been way overblown and way overemphasized to bring his level down to compare to other players. I was pushing this narrative a couple years back, I remember. But the fact that we even tried comparing him to Aaron Wan-Bissaka for a couple years there. Crazy. Reece James comparison. Reece James is a fantastic player, don't get me wrong.
Cheese frames.
But those two are different levels. Who else was there?
Any Hector Bellerin shots?
Kyle Walker.
Yeah, Kyle Walker
as well. Like, he's clear of all these guys that we're talking about. But we forced those debates.
Yeah.
Because we hyped up way too much the defensive inefficiencies of Trent.
That's what a right back should
because
do.
Because his
though.
I know, and but I think he did have it to like a certain point for a right back, but that wasn't a selling point. Yeah. We know it wasn't a selling point, right? He's an attacking fullback. We've had spectacular attacking fullbacks in our time. Look at Marcelo. Look at Cafu. Look at Roberto Carlos. Look at all these guys that we hype up as like amazing in their positions. We don't refer to their defensive abilities as part of that.
Dani Alves.
Joga bonito.
Yeah. But just because they have that, they have that flair, they have that reputation for players that like that don't get criticized for their defensive inefficiencies playing at a fullback position. They're amazing attacking wingbacks, and Trent is literally the exact same thing. And maybe he has one less star skill moves, but he has a better cross than all of them. But because he's English and like doesn't have that Brazilian flair. And because English players are supposed to be defensively solid, that narrative has been pushed on way too much on him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, that's my Trent take.
That's fair.
So, in that way, I don't blame him for wanting to get out of England absolutely and go not to a team that's going to appreciate him and his talents.
There's also a side note. This is a big sidebar. Mm. But, like, England also is... It's just Europe in general. Like, they're actually... The culture of racism in Europe is actually crazy. Like, this is like... WWE went to Europe recently. And, like, all of the, you know, the white stars, superstars, WWE wrestlers will come out. Then Bianca Belair, who in North America, she's, like, light-skinned, but she's black, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic wrestler. Like, one of the best women's wrestlers out there right now. Great. Like, really highly loved in North America. She goes to Europe throughout the whole Europe tour. Like, she's, like, getting booed, zero cheers. Like, and, again, some people just don't like her. Sure,
she doesn't play heel or
she's not a heel. She's not a heel at all. So it's like, I kind of, and again, this doesn't really have any relevance other than the fact that like Europe is just kind of racist. But maybe he does want a new scene, right? And
man, like you're going from Liverpool to Madrid.
Yeah,
you're going from England, it's always rainy.
Yeah,
to Madrid.
Yeah,
it's always sunny.
Yeah,
like you have to consider every single factor that goes into it.
Agreed.
He's going into this Madrid team that will win at least 5 Champions Leagues within the next 10 years. Look at the quality of the players on that team.
Is he still
single? It's the best career move he can make. And I think Liverpool fans need to look at that and be happy with what he has provided for their club. 1 Champions League, 1 Premier League, 2 Premier Leagues after this season.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's been a good servant.
Yeah.
He's a boyhood hero, right?
Yeah.
But for his career's sake, I think it's better if he doesn't stick to Liverpool and he doesn't become a one club man. Like Steven Gerrard, right. Like Totti, like all the legends, one club man legends. Yeah. He has the potential to be the best right back of all time. Of all time.
Yeah.
We have never seen a right back with his quality. And consistency too, because it's been consistent over the last 5-6 years now.
Yeah. That's fair. That's why I understand where the fans are coming from. But it's hard to, from a player standpoint, knock him for doing this.
Yeah. So I see it from both sides. Yeah. That's kind of a weird trait of mine. But yeah, it's going to be weird seeing him in a shirt that's not Liverpool, I guess. Because he has been there since he was a kid.
I see it. You know? Yeah. I see it. The 66.
It's like the...
Him and Bellingham.
Have you seen the like the career mode memes where it's like, this CPU always signs
Trent. I know.
The Real Madrid CPU always signs Trent.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. There's that video a couple years ago where it was Trent and Bellingham sitting down, and there's that Liverpool fan that came up to Bellingham going like, yo, come to Liverpool, come to Liverpool, come to Liverpool. How ironic. How ironic. Oh, my God. That's aged like milk. It's so funny.
You ever sign someone on career mode, like for like United or PSG or something, that they do it like the next season?
They do it after?
I've done that.
Really?
For Bernd Leno.
Wow.
A big one.
I've never known.
I remember I was so salty that one summer we didn't sign Jadon Sancho that I solely started a Man United career just to play with
him. How was that ended up then?
That's funny.
Yeah. I know. Oh.
I almost fired back up the Arsenal career mode.
Really?
Well, but then I was like,
yeah. Have you played your Champions League final yet?
Yeah, we won. I lost FA Cup final though.
To who?
Hey, European champions.
And we won the league. Wow. So I called it a day. The double.
There you go. Solid. Retire on top.
Yeah.
Went to Madrid.
I did.
Okay, speaking of Madrid, let's talk about their Copa del Rey semifinal real quick because it was a scorcher. They went in against Real Sociedad, winning the first leg 1-0, and then they went up 1-0 in this game as well. It was looking like normal. Actually, no. Am I tweaking? They're 1-0 down. Excuse me. They went 1-0 down after like 15 minutes, and then Endrick tied it up with a beautiful chip.
I did see that, actually.
Yeah. He's only played, like, I think, like, 1,900 minutes this entire season. But he's looked fantastic.
That's, like, a good amount of minutes, low-key. That's, like...
Or maybe 900. Maybe I'm...
900 less.
1,900 is a lot.
900 is, like, 20.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, 900 it must be. Because only, like, sub-appearances and...
That's, like, 10 games.
Yeah.
He's mostly used for the Copa del Rey.
But he scored a beautiful goal here. He's still super young still. I think he's Lamine Yamal's age. Anyways.
He's 18, yeah.
Crazy back-and-forth game. Madrid, with 10 minutes to go, were poised to go out to Real Sociedad. They're at home, by the way. And then Bellingham scores, and then Tchouameni scores, and then they're about to go through. And then Oyarzabal ties it up again, sending it to extra time. Rudiger gets a header and wins it for Real Madrid in the most Real Madrid fashion you could imagine. And yeah.
Which is what?
Them playing bad
and still coming through. Result.
You know?
I think it's different now for Real Madrid, though. And this is why I like your chances of beating them this coming week and in the next 2 weeks in the Champions League. I really like your chances of going through against Real Madrid, because I watched this Real Madrid team. It's now two 120-minute games in 3 weeks. Mm. They're getting tired. Cramps are coming in.
There's
a lot of injuries in that squad. So many players lack the quality, especially in defense. David Alaba yesterday scored two own goals. Lucas Vasquez is not a right back. Camavinga was playing left back. He can do it there, but there's a serious defensive problem. And when I look at this Real Madrid team, although I had them as the winners of the Champions League a couple weeks ago, because it's Real Madrid and they always do their thing and they always end up winning, I just think they've used the last of their resources.
Mm.
It's like when you have a wet towel and you go to dry it up. It's the last few drops now. It's the last few drops now. I look at this team and they might have a blank season. They might not win a single trophy. If they get Barcelona in the final of the Copa del Rey, respectfully, they're getting piped, as the trends show this season, have shown this season. La Liga looks like it's gone because Barcelona are only going up and they're kind of regressing. And in the Champions League final, if they get past Arsenal, they're going to have to get past probably PSG, who are having an all-time season, and then most likely Barcelona again. I find it hard to believe that Real Madrid is going to come out of this season with a major trophy.
And that's exactly why they'll win the treble.
Probably.
Genuinely.
You know, they actually never won a treble.
I know, that's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, never.
Wow.
Real fucking Madrid, you know.
Mm.
Less trebles than Man City.
Alaba got a 4.2 rating that game.
That's crazy.
Two own goals.
I didn't even know he was like...
One of them didn't count as an own goal.
It was like a shot on target.
I thought he was hurt for a while.
Yeah, he was hurt for a while, but...
He's back now?
How old is he now?
I don't know. Let's see. He's 32 now.
32? Wow, he's aged quick.
Bro, him on Bayern, man.
I mean, what? He was in a Champions League final in, 2013?
I miss when Bayern was like a stud of a team. Like when they were like really scary.
Like low-key, I look at this Champions League bracket. Football's back.
Yeah, it might be back.
Like you have Barca, Dortmund, Inter, sure. Bayern on one side.
100%.
And then you have Real Madrid, Aston Villa, and PSG on the other side.
You're such a cunt, bro. You're such an asshole. And the mighty Arsenal. I'm wearing my only jersey.
Oh, wow. Go on. Go on.
Coming up.
I don't think you guys seen this one because it's new.
Wow.
Vintage.
I was never a fan of that kit.
Who's on the back? Odegaard. I didn't even know you had that one.
Yeah, it's 100% authentic. Really? Definitely not from Ribfest.
From Ribfest?
Yeah. Like, you know those stands that they have?
Oh, yeah.
It looks good, though,
when
right?
When I went to Spain, there's so many.
It looks good.
There's so many of those.
Oh, I just noticed the no Adidas logo.
Yeah.
Oh, that always ruins it for me.
Not
to take away from the kit. It is a nice kit.
No, it doesn't, because like I've done my due diligence buying real kits, especially from Arsenal.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
So I can...
The one person that's bought an Aaron Ramsdale kit on planet Earth.
Yeah. It took like two months to get here, too. They were like, we're so sorry order's delayed. Because why the fuck are you ordering an Aaron Ramsdale jersey? and then he proceeded to not play a single game that season.
Anyways, all else to say, other games in football included PSG almost losing to Dunkirk, who I have...
Which a League Two team that will get promoted to Liga next
I've
season.
I've not heard about Dunkirk since...
See, he had to put that in there. They're going to get Dunkirk. Promoted, though.
They will.
Since Dunkirk.
I was unfamiliar with the game, obviously. But there's a lot of players in that team that I have discovered and that will probably ball out in Liga. I look at...
We'll be winning the Ballon d'Or in five years.
Specifically, this one guy.
Is that Ten Hag at striker?
Jessim Yassin.
Jessim, wait.
Tell me that's not Aaron Ten Hag. Eric Ten Hag.
Aaron Ten Hag.
Oh my God, it actually looks like him. His name is Jessim Yassin. He's an 19-year-old left winger.
Wow.
And he just balled out. He balled out. He had a reference game for his career.
Is he a boy of the little variety?
Sure. He can be. Okay. We'll put 19, him in. We'll put him on the back burners just in case he flops. But no, the Dunkirk were playing really well at the beginning. And their two goals were
2 GA in 23 games.
What? What is it?
2 GA in 23 games. 2 goals and assists in 23 games. I don't know.
Wait, what's this guy's name?
Gessin. Gessim, Gessim
Yassin.
Yassin, the left wing.
What a name. Yeah. What a name.
Yeah, what a name.
Wow. Jesus. Those are like some...
It's a real French
Rodrigo
name.
Rodrigo stats right there. Sorry.
What's sake. You guys like started your starters too. I was surprised
No, it was
that.
A full field team.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah,
I was like, what the fuck?
You're trying to save face so bad.
I saw you went down 2-0. I was like, it's probably the kids, whatever.
That's why.
No.
You remember when Saka scored, I was like, the one time I switched.
Oh.
Yeah, I was stressing on... I was stressing
you're
on
nervous.
I was stressing.
Literally your full strength team plus Beraldo and Safanov.
He's so bad, bro.
That's crazy. So
bad. Holy
is he
shit. Bad?
Bro, there's one action. I think it's at the beginning of the second half or at the end of the first half where he has the ball right in front of his goal.
Mm.
It's off a corner or something or off a dangerous attack from Dunkirk. And he literally passes the ball to the striker. Like, he passes the ball to the striker. And then the guy, he scuffs his lines, obviously, because he's a League 2 striker. but he's bad, bro. He's frustrating. He's not bad. He's 21. He has a lot of potential, but he's frustrating to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Any other comments on the game?
Désiré Doué. You sent me a DM.
I did. What was it?
Oh my God. It made me so happy. He sent me a private DM of a post of Désiré Doué. And how is praising him about balling out or whatever.
Yeah, so like I'm not like I don't hate, bro, sometimes. You gotta
No, I like that. You're all good. Dembele is obviously again, even if it's a League Two team and it's still a semifinal of a Coupe de France. It's a semifinal of a game that matters in terms of PSG's season. And he scores 2 and assists 1. His first goal is insane. It's top bins, near post shot. He might actually win the Ballon d'Or, Lance.
Wow.
Okay.
No,
like it's like the same thing with Rafinha where it's like,
I think
wow.
It's different from Rafinha.
Damn.
Because Rafinha is really a random player to win the Ballon d'Or. Dembele, although no one was expecting
it's
him
the
to
exact
to,
same level.
No, it's not. It's really not.
No, I do see a little difference. I don't know. He didn't play for Leeds.
Dembele played for Saint-Étienne, right?
No. Played for Rennes.
Same. For Rennes as he was coming through. That's like saying
that's
like I can't picture Messi winning the Ballon d'Or. He played for Newell Old Boys.
No, but I mean, what? Okay, Dembele is 27. How old is Rafinha? If he's like 28, that's like, no, Rafinha's 28.
He's 28?
Yeah.
He's so, 28, damn.
No, but I'm saying player quality, Dembele has that quality already.
If you were to say
coming
a year
season,
ago.
His 2024 season was very underrated. I thought he had a very good 2024 season.
True. But in both of those cases, if you were to tell me that Rafinha and Dembele would be challenging for the Ballon d'Or this season, I would have said you're on crack.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yes, absolutely. Fair enough.
That's fair.
But now looking at it, Dembele is better than Saka.
I'm not even entertaining that fucking debate. We only have a couple
of
minutes
but he
left.
Is, because
before...
in 2 months, in 6 months, one of them is going to have a Ballon d'Or and one of them isn't going to have a
Guys,
Ballon d'Or.
We only have 10 minutes and I want to fit an FPL
you
roundup
clip
in.
That. You should clip that.
Hold on.
You should make it a clip.
Sure. I mean, it's not much. It's going to be a 10-second clip, lad.
If you no, but if you want to back
we'll expand on this next week. We'll expand on this
next
week. We'll expand on this next
week.
I won't be here.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Can't wait for Arsenal. I can't wait for
the shit we'll be talking.
Arsenal's going to lose in the first leg.
Oh, I'm going to come on here.
Seriously, I think you guys are going to win.
I hope so.
I seriously think so.
I'm going to be insulting Saka personally.
Wow.
Dead hairstyle.
He really doesn't. His lineup's nice.
I know it is. I'm just find a way to piss you off. Anyways, I was gonna say my segue was gonna be at least you guys didn't pull a Bayer Leverkusen.
Yes.
Can I get out? You were right that they're washed. I told you they're washed.
Also, Arminia Bielefeld was in the Bundesliga like 2 years ago. How are they in tier three already?
Yeah, I don't know.
German football has been their finances are very weird.
They're on a with the town ownership type of
structure. It was the same thing with I believe it was Schalke. Yeah, Schalke. Schalke
they went down to third?
Yeah, they're on the third.
Yeah, I think so. Really? Or like really, really threatened near the bottom of the second. They're currently second, I know. But same thing with Wolfsburg for a little bit there. Like these teams sometimes, like especially during COVID, like some of these teams that were struggling financially fucking tanked.
You know who I want back in the Bundesliga?
Mm.
Schalke.
Hangover 96.
Hanover.
Hanover.
Ugh,
Hangover 69, if you know,
I ran a Victoria Cologne career mode back in the day. That went hard.
A what?
Cologne?
A what?
Victoria Cologne, 1904.
KOLN.
They're in the third tier.
No, I was going to say that. So not FC Köln, right? You're talking about a different one?
Different one, yeah.
Oh, it's
different one. Also, yeah, Ingolstadt as well was in the Bundesliga not too long ago. Like, there are teams in here as well. 1860 Munich, that's a classic career mode team.
Yeah, that is. What is it? There's a hand. So wait, have you guys ever thought about this? What happens if like Borussia Dortmund 2 get into the
Bundesliga? I think they have rules. It's the same thing with like La Barcelona Liga. Too. Like those teams actually cannot be promoted.
But like
the highest they can go is the
I guess
third
like they never
tier.
Will because they'll never have the players. Like they just never will. But
true. Because like, I think there's like an actual ruling that they're not allowed to. Just in case.
What is this other Victoria? You mean Victoria Paulsen?
Victoria Cologne, yeah. With the big V. Mm. Yep. Who did I sign in that career mode? Anyways.
How do you pick that team, first of all?
I don't remember.
What do you know about KFC you were dinging?
Okay.
No, bro.
Bro, what?
All right.
Did they get relegated again? Fuck, they did. They're in the fourth
This
tier.
Is the shit we talk about. These are the tangents we go on about, and then we're like, how do we pod for 120 minutes, guys?
I know. We should wrap up in the next
what
five.
You know about, what you know about FC Po?
Who the fuck?
League 2 team. That's where my grandparents are from, and I used to rip Football Manager with them.
Fair enough. All right, real quick. Shout out to Barcelona. They beat Girona 4-1. Shout out Real Betis. Isco said they want to break the bank for Antony in the summer. They should. They should, genuinely. And I want to wrap up this podcast with a little FPL roundup.
He's only saying they should because it would benefit his team.
Yeah.
That don't like spending money.
Yeah. What the fuck? What are you talking about, bro? Like, for Antony's sake, he should stay at Real Betis.
Yeah, for Antony's sake, La Liga's a better league for him.
Facts.
3 points.
So, FPL roundup is a little bit scuffed this week because we've literally only had three games.
This is fun
because
I actually don't know anything. Now I'm more interested because I genuinely have no idea.
He's excited for the
match. So you did not play your wild card, is that correct?
I haven't opened the app in a month.
Okay. I'm just asking. So Julian had, if you do not remember, previously on the FPL roundup, Roll the Deitch had a shocker in game week 29, forgot to play his free hit chip and got a whopping 16 points. So his season is done. He is only now playing to not have Miles beat him. So he activated his wild card in game week 30 and has rolled out a completely new team. It features Marmoush, Mateta, and Isak up front. He brought in Phil Foden, still rocking Salah.
Fraud.
Foden?
It was
in 2025?
It was Foden or Saka.
Foden or Saka?
I brought in Foden to be one, a differential.
How about Foden and Saka?
I don't have the budge for that.
Valid, actually.
I brought in Marmoush and Foden because with Haaland injured now, which we didn't really talk about, the FA Cup game.
Oh, yeah, he's out for a couple weeks.
Sorry, Dad. Forgot about that.
I'm not sorry. Fuck City, bro.
Haaland's out for a couple of weeks. It doesn't look great for him. So Foden's going to have more minutes, so I think he's going to do
well. For someone who said they retired and the season's over, you're really talking a lot about your team. Like, what?
What are you talking about?
You just said the season's over and... You said the FPL season's over, and you really...
No, he wants to...
I just said I'm only playing now to not have Miles.
Are you crowning me champion?
Yeah, I'll give you champion. Did we not do that?
It feels so good.
Did we not do that?
Can we put money on this next year? Like 100 bucks each?
I'm down.
Oh, my God, yes.
Actually, wait, no.
700! 700!
If you put $100 down next year, I am analyzing every single statistic.
I'm buying the AI, like, FPL
subscription. This is why I stopped playing. There's too many sweats.
I'm letting AI fucking run my team, dude. I swear to God.
So how many points did you get this year, this week?
Three so far.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's been three games.
How many points did I get?
I had Areola... blank.
I think one area assist. Well. No.
Yes.
You have 12 points.
Big 12. Wow. From the kid. Well, he might catch me. You know. Anyways, yeah. I think Miles activated his wild card as
did
well.
He?
Did you?
I did. He didn't.
You did? Who'd you bring in?
We might have the same exact team.
What?
I have Mateta, Isak, Marmoush up front.
Oh, this is what I mean, bro.
Who's your back line?
My back line is Gabriel Guardiola Munoz.
Mine's the exact same.
Okay. Do you have Dan Burn in there as well?
I did bring him in as well.
Raya, goalkeeper.
I did not bring in Raya. I stuck with Martinez and brought in Areola.
Any Ismail Assar shouts?
I did bring him in. As well.
Bro,
any Jacob Murphy shouts?
This is a Jacob Murphy. Yeah.
Bro,
and,
what is happening?
Savinho in there as well.
Oh, I actually doubled up on Arsenal defense. I brought him Saliba as well.
Wow.
Which is a good play now that Gabriel is injured.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well played. Gabriel's gone now.
You guys disgust me.
Yep. And that'll do it for another episode of the 6 Yard Box Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I did not miss FPL, but I missed the FPL roundups, I have to say.
That was one of the better ones.
That was one of the better ones. The lore does go crazy. I'm excited for next season to
the
finally
lore goes
beat
crazy.
The lore goes deep.
It does. Yeah. It does. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, club football is back. We could not be happier. Although we are missing a couple of games this week, we hope you still enjoy listening to a roundup of yesterday's games and the ones before. Again, this has been the 6 Yard Box Podcast with myself, Blake, Antoine. Again, if you're watching on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, do all those YouTube things, especially hit that big red button. If you're listening on any podcast platform, give us a 5-star rating and let us know how much you like Blake's kit. Which is actually, that's such a dumb thing because they're listening on audio.
Our Real Madrid cooked this season.
There you go. That's
there
much
you
better.
Go.
Much
and,
better.
And with that, we are
ladies and gentlemen, goodbye.
See ya.